Bank of Cardiff, how can I help you?
Hey, is this Matthew?
Yes, Matthew speaking.
Hey, Matthew, I got a call from you the other day talking about some sort of pre-approval. I just wanted to give you a call and see what that was all about.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for calling me back. If you don't mind, if I could just get your name and which company were you with, sir?
It's called Johnston's Cabinetry.
Okay. Yeah.
My name is Michael.
All right, Michael. Nice talking to you. Okay. So, yeah, Michael, actually, I was reaching out to you the other day because we sent an offer to you, and I know you got my message, and I wanted to touch base with you and see if we actually got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. It looks like in the amount of $250,000. So I was just circling back and wanted to touch base, see if there's anything you might need, some financing that might help you out, grow your business.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I heard the $250,000 and my eyes kind of, you know, popped open. I mean, I don't really have anything at the moment, but, mm-hmm. I mean, it does come up, so I'd be interested to see what you guys could do for me. What kind of rates do you guys have?
Oh, yeah, no, great question. We do a couple of different programs here. So, with respect to that, we do equipment financing and working capital. So, I mean, with the equipment financing program, it's more of a traditional plan. You can think of like a typical car loan where it's set up on a 2 to 5 year term, and there's monthly payments. Typically, the rates are, you know, usually start in the mid-single digits. Now, with respect to working capital, it's our fairly new program here, and it lets you access more cash than the typical lines of credit do. And we base that off of sales. So when we are generally able to free up about 10 to 15%, I'd say, of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. I mean, which sounds like a good program for you? Are you looking for the equipment, or are you thinking more of the, you know, working capital side of things?
Okay. Well, you know, usually we don't really look for, you know, capital too often, but we do bring on equipment here and there. I actually just added a CNC machine about 2 months ago. Might be looking at a couple bandsaws in a couple of months, but not quite yet. I just kind of wanted to see what you guys had to offer. What kind of requirements do you have to, you know, to finance something like that?
Well, I mean, when it comes to basically requirements, it's really just we're going to need to get some statements from your bank, you know, the last 6 months of your bank statements to see what you look like on paper. You know, when it comes down to your basically the collateral that you're going to take on and how long you guys have been in business for. So tell me, how long have you been in business?
Yeah, since 2003.
Okay, nice. You've been out there for a good 13 years.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, if, let's say, you know, we're possibly looking at a couple of bandsaws, but I'm not too sure who I'm going to buy them from. What would be the sort of process that I would have to go through, you know, to get some financing in place? Do I need to know who I'm getting it from?
So, yeah. So, well, I mean, you're adding bandsaws, right? And these are going to be new?
Yeah, they'll be new.
Okay, so that means you're growing. That's good. So basically what we're going to be asking is, you know, who do you have a vendor in mind already?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem. I mean, we can still set you up and get you going, and then we'll get that down the road. You know, like I said, the process for us is getting your information, sending an application to you. So I'd actually send you an app over the email. It's a one-page app. I'd ask for you to respond to me with that application, supply also 6 months of your latest bank statements, and also a tax, 1 year tax filing that you've had recently.
Okay. Now, let's say, I was wondering if I would be able to put my son on the loan to try to build his credit. Is that possible?
Oh, so you want to put your son? Well, I mean, anything is possible. I just have to be. I mean, is your son under your business?
Yeah, he's now a part owner.
He's now a part owner. Okay, so the both of you are part owners. So yeah, I mean, we would be able to help. You know, it would technically go on your business credit. So if that's how the credit would be built. So if you're thinking personal credit, you know, that's something that you're going to have to go through credit card companies to build credit with. You know, with us, this is going to build his and your business credit.
Okay. All right. Well, what is the, the capital that you were talking about? What is that primarily, for? I'm not too sure. We haven't done anything like that before.
Sure. Well, I mean, from what you're telling me, you're looking more on the equipment side of things, which from what it sounds like. But with the working side of things, the working capital, we base off of your sales, which is how much would you say your sales was last year?
We're a small, we just do cabinetry repair. Last year we probably did around, 600,000.
Sure. So like I was saying earlier, we can pretty much free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue, which in this case, for example, you're doing 600,000 a year. We can get you 60,000 in cash. That's unsecured. So you can do what you want with it. At the end of the day, we're not going to supervise you on how you're going to use your money and call on it. And if anything were to happen, such as business isn't going as well, or the industry's kind of down a little bit, you know, we're going to give you your money that you need, help you grow, and help you stay in business. A lot of the companies out there that I've dealt with in the past, they're using it to help themselves with, when they're in a cash crunch, and they want to be able to cover their payroll or take care of some other projects that might be coming up they want to bid on so that they can still grow their business at the end of each month and quarter. Because a lot of the insurance companies can't pay them right away, or some of the jobs they're doing, they don't get paid right away. So in between that, they need some cash that are just available to them so they can continue to bid on new projects. Now, you're getting some bandsaws. I mean, do you have any projects coming up for yourself?
We have work lined up. I don't think, now that I hear it, I don't think the cash is probably something that we need, but we do add equipment. We're always shopping around. I'd like to, once we pay off the CNC that we bought a couple months back, then I'll look into, bringing something else on. I usually add it one piece at a time. We're small time. Do you guys, is that typical for you guys? Do you deal with, smaller businesses like us? I know it's kind of hard for us sometimes.
Completely understand. Yeah, no, we definitely deal with small to medium sized businesses. That's more of our bread and butter. I mean, since the crisis that happened 6 or 7 years ago in 2007, we've been pretty much dedicating all our business to helping small businesses such as yourself in predicaments where the larger banks, they just won't help you or reach out and help you anymore. It's just really tough to get approved for these some equipment or some loans with the large banks now. So we're taking advantage in being able to supply and fill the needs of, people in your situation. So okay. You mentioned with the bandsaws. I mean, when did you say you need it? Next month?
I'm still not too sure. Like I said, it's going to be kind of once I pay off the CNC machine that we brought on. So, depending on the work, it could be next month. It could be 3 months from now. What would you say is the best route to take to, I'd consider, working with you guys. What do I need to do?
I think the best thing we need to get done, you got a little time, but to get the ball rolling is for me to go ahead and send you an email that's going to include an application. And then once you fill out the application, as I mentioned before, send back the 6 months bank statements, the 1 year tax return. Does any of your clients use credit cards?
Oh, no, we don't.
Perfect, yeah. So, with that being said, that's all I would need. Once that application's filled, then we can go ahead and get some more information for you based on what the rates exactly would be, based on what we can provide to you, and so forth. How would you rate your credit?
It's average. I mean, it's probably, in the 600s.
Sure.
That's why I wanted to get my son on there so he could get something, but I think you said that it's going to go on the business credit. Do you look at my credit for it?
Well, within aspect of that, we take a soft pull. We use one credit company to take a look at it. It's not going to ding your credit at all. Just to know who we're dealing with. before we buy some equipment for somebody, you know. But in respect to that, you know, what happens if you guys don't get the bandsaws? Have you guys looked into getting any financing elsewhere?
Well, actually, can you hold on 1 second, Matthew?
Yeah, no problem. Shoot. Yeah. What's that? Well, I'm on hold. I'm all over the place right now, you know. I don't know if I'm missing something or if I'm doing okay.
Hello?
Hello?
My husband left. What do you need?
Oh, goodness. I think he just put me on a brief hold.
Oh, wait. Here he comes. Never mind. Talk to my husband.
All right. Thanks, Sheila.
Hello?
Hey there, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. You know how wives go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Matthew? Go ahead, send me that email. I'll take a look at it. You know, see what we got, and you know, when the time comes, I'll reach out to you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Why don't I get your email? Go ahead and shoot
sure.
your email.
Yeah, it's John. I'll spell it for you. It's johnstonscncmade@gmail.com.
Great. And what's a good contact number to reach back to you at?
1-888.
Mm-hmm.
888.
Mm-hmm.
8888.
That's an easy one, John. great. So a perfect time would be to follow up with you would be when?
You know, give me a call in about a month, see where we're at. And
yeah.
You know, we'll see what we're looking at for the bandsaws.
Definitely. Sounds good.
All right.
All right. Thanks. You got it.